If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. Welcome to the Make and Design Podcast. I'm your host, Karina Gardner. On this podcast, we're unraveling the everyday joys and dilemmas of design, making, and business. For makers who want to be designers and for designers who are makers, this is your inside scoop to help you grow your business and bring more creativity to your life. Hey guys, we are not quite to the end of October, but we're almost there. And I thought we could talk about the five things that, how do I put this nicely? Stress me out, make me crazy. That's what they are. Things that make me crazy during this holiday season that would just make my life better if I could make these things happen. So this is not like a design episode. This is a working mom episode or a working woman episode. And since I primarily attract women who are listening to this podcast or checking this out on YouTube, I think you're going to relate to this. And this is a moment for me to make sure and figure out that I'm in alignment with these things and that you also maybe are thinking and preparing about these things as you move into the holiday season so that it's more relaxing, more loving, and the way we want that holiday season to seem and feel, right? That's what I think we're all hoping for. And I know we're heading into it. We've already kind of been experiencing it at my house for Halloween because my kids love, love, love Halloween. And so it gets a little bit nutty, especially with high school activities, especially because in September we had Garden of Quilts and it just gets a little bit crazy. So here are my five things that make me crazy during the holiday season that I am going to work on this season, and hopefully you can work on as well. And actually, if you have something that makes you crazy, if you're on the YouTube channel, comment below. I would actually love to hear what are the things that make you crazy during the holiday season, or things that you wish you could just make lighter. You just want it to be lighter in your life. I actually would love to hear it. Okay, so my number one thing is not having enough or more planned family time. And maybe this really has gotten a little bit nuttier since I got teenagers. I felt like when they were little, it was like a lot of planned family time. We could like all go out together. We all trick-or-treated together. We all Thanksgiving activities together. But now that I have a couple of teenagers, it just is harder. Like, you know, one is headed to a dance and one's headed to college activities and what, you know, it's just like a little nuts. And so one of my goals so that I am not sad by this is more planned family activities. I mean, that's kind of the point of the holidays, I feel like, is to spend more time making these wonderful memories with friends and family. And I'm going to try to figure out how to do a better job of that. My number two is something that maybe I just can't control to some degree. And that is last minute gifts. Like, you know, the week before Christmas and you're like sorting through everyone's presents and it feels like someone's getting more than someone else, or you forgot to get a present for your father-in-law or an uncle-in-law or something like that. I hate last minute gifts. Like, it makes me totally crazy because then I have to figure out all my time around it and figure out how to go get all that stuff. And one of my goals this season is to not have any, if I can help it, last minute gifts. My goal is to get it all done early, which maybe is wishful thinking, but I'm gonna try, you guys. I'm gonna really try. Because that last minute thing, the present never is as good because you're like racing around trying to find the right present, or you can't get it in time because it needs to be shipped to you, right? Am I thinking about this right? If you have the last minute gift thing too, if that makes you crazy, I wanna hear about it, okay? Number three is finding time for making homemade gifts. This one is a tough one for me. This year, I'm actually in charge of my church the youth group. I am working on a gift for that and I'm the one doing it. So I am going to make the time because I've got to make it not just for my own family members, but for several girls in my neighborhood. So I think I'm going to block off the time to make sure I get it done because it's a lot of handmade gifts. I love handmade gifts. I love personalized gifts. I love giving those gifts. I mean, hello, we're in the craft and design industry, and there's just something magical and wonderful when you have the ability to do that, right? But I do not go out of my way to make sure and block off the time so that I can do that. And my goal is to do that this season. In fact, I've already started getting a lot of my stuff done, my gift making and gift giving done in October because I am traveling a lot in November and I'm just not going to be around as much. And so I just want to make sure I go out of my way to set my intentions so that I can get those things done and I don't feel rushed. I hate feeling rushed. I just love when I feel like I have a whole day blocked off to do all the wonderful things, make all the wonderful things, build all the wonderful things, design all the beautiful things. So that's what I'm hoping to do. All right, number four is, oh gosh, does anybody have this issue? Figuring out time to relax and maybe even breathe a little bit. I feel like I'm go, 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 go. And very much, I'm a very big believer in third quarter setting goals and intentions and really, you know, moving forward during that time so that I walk into 2023, which is when I'm doing this 2022, walking into 2023, feeling like I am ready for the next year. I'm going to be forward with intention and finding those little moments just to breathe or relax. I actually this year on purpose, and I rarely do this, planned a vacation over Christmas break. It has been a while since I've done such a thing, but I did it on purpose because it has been an abnormally stressful year. We're only in the second year of Design Suite. Design Suite members will tell you that I put a lot of time into them. It's a really important program to me. It's important for my designers to make huge strides, and I'm really dedicated to it. And when you have as many members as we do, and we have quite a few members, it can be, after a while, a little bit straining. And I just told myself that the main vacation we were gonna take this year, we were gonna do it over the break so I could just breathe and sit in all the cool things that I got to do this year with my team and how amazing the people were who I got to meet and hang out with all year. And that in large part was my Design Suite members. Hanging out with them is such a joy. At the time of recording this, I just finished 3 hours of mentor meetings today and got to talk to a Design Suite member about her start and, you know, how she was doing, and sent a few emails out for members as I was reaching out and making sure people were doing good. And I thought, I am such a lucky girl. I love this so much. But I also know that in order to give as much as I do, I need to relax once in a while. And so specifically this year, I booked a vacation over the break with my family so that I could concentrate on them and so I could get away. And I have not done that in the past. And that is one of the things that makes me crazy, is that I don't give myself time to relax. And forced vacation is a great way to make yourself do that. Okay, number five for me, and I am telling myself, I am dedicating to you guys on the podcast and YouTube, so you guys hear me say it, I am not gonna overeat this year. Oh my gosh. Thanksgiving, I think growing up, Thanksgiving was always my favorite holiday. I love the food at Thanksgiving. Give me turkey and mashed potatoes any day of the week. I think there was a point in my life, and I don't know if it's still true. I don't know if it is true, but there was a point in my life, if you asked me, what's the one food that you would want on a deserted island, I probably would have told you mashed potatoes with gravy. I love mashed potatoes with gravy, and I didn't really... So ironic, my dad's from Idaho, but my mom's Chinese, so we just didn't eat a lot of potatoes, which seems a little bit crazy because my mom is the cook, and so we ate a lot of Chinese, which I love Chinese. But I don't know, as a grown-up, I really, really love mashed potatoes. And particularly mashed potatoes with like chicken, like, or turkey, or, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, my goal is not to overeat. My goal is to eat until I'm full and just enjoy it, because I think there's a lot of joy in eating, but I need to not overeat this year. So that's one of the things that makes me crazy during the holidays. And I am, so help me, you guys as my witness are going to help me do this by simply saying the words out loud. I'm going to be better about it this year. What's making you crazy, or what usually makes you crazy as you move through the holidays? I would actually love to know. And what are you going to do to make sure that you don't go crazy this year during the holidays, unless it's just crazy for your kids and your family and for all the love and your friends and all the wonderful feelings that are surrounding the season? That's the kind of crazy that I can get behind. Guys, thanks for hanging out with me today. So fun to have you. If you are thinking about becoming a designer, I do believe we have a design boot camp coming up. I want to say even next week. So you are going to want to check that out. I would love to see you there. We are starting to space out and do these design boot camps fewer and fewer times of the year. A lot of that has to do with the fact that we do have a pretty large program at this point. We are only bringing in a few people at a time. And if you are interested in learning what I have to teach in a design boot camp, I'd love to see you there. If you're interested in coming into Design Suite, I highly recommend you come into a design boot camp to learn a little bit more, because that's when we open up and I start talking to people about whether they're a great fit for the program. We for a little while had a wait list on one of the programs. I foresee that happening in the future, simply because we're very invested and want to make sure we have the right people in our program. So if you're interested in design, I would love to see you there, and I will talk to you guys soon. Hey, did you know that you can visit me at makeanddesign.com to learn more about this podcast and join my VIP group for weekly freebies? I can't wait to see you there.